Okay. The yeses, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. The noes, 1, 2, 3, 4. So, yes.
Excuse me, point of order. Yes. Point of something, Dennis Williams votes yes, by the way. Thank you.
And Lewis Wolf votes no.
Who is this?
Dennis Williams.
Williams, okay.
And then Lou, too, Lewis Wolf. You didn't call Lewis.
No, I didn't.
Oh, Lewis Wolf.
He votes no.
No?
I said no. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm not sure okay. You got Craig Hall's vote. Did you, Ellen?
I called his name. I didn't hear anything. Craig? Craig Hall?
He's speaking.
Craig Hall? Craig. Okay. I didn't hear him. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Malloy, please.
13. Okay, 13, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So 5 no's and 13 yeses. A yes is 1.
Okay. So we'll, as they come up on the agenda, we'll get to them.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Does the chair wish to vote?
Oh, chair, yes. I'm sorry. What do you vote, Sabu?
Abstain.
Okay.
All right. Approval of the minutes for September.
Okay. And could I add this, please, Chair?
Yes.
Okay. In regards to the minutes, hopefully everyone read the changes that individuals want, and you are voting on the amended minutes, because I will amend them as the amendments that I received.
Okay, and everybody saw the get a chance to read the minutes for September. Everybody, I believe everybody got a chance to catch up on that. So we're going to vote to accept those minutes for September, the amendments. Anybody who objects?
Yes.
Okay, there's an objection.
I have a request for information. This is Tony.
Tony.
So Ellen sent out the revisions to the minutes, but then Kathleen sent something out afterwards. So what are we approving here? Are we approving what Ellen sent out or is Kathleen's?
Okay, one more time. Okay. There was amendments that you made, Tony, and there were amendments that Kathleen made. She sent them to the board and you sent them to the board. And I asked people to read them, and if they had any objections, to let us know at the meeting, because those are the amendments that I'm going to make in the minutes. Also, Lou had a change, too, and it was sent to everyone. So now, does anyone have objections with the changes that were made and the minutes as they were sent out?
This is Vanessa. I have a correction, please.
Okay.
Okay, and I had previously sent this by email, but at least in what I'm looking at, it doesn't seem to be, it's not reflected. So
when was it sent?
I'm sorry?
When did you send the email?
It was several days ago, if not last week, and then you sent me an email back because I put all my changes in yellow highlights, and you said just make the changes without the yellow highlights. And
oh, yeah, yours too, yeah, and it went to everybody, right.
Okay, yeah. But if I'm looking at the right thing, what I'm looking at doesn't have those changes, so maybe, I'm not sure.
Oh, no, that's the thing. I didn't make the changes in that because, I just wanted to see if anybody else had any problems with it. I hadn't heard anybody saying they had any problems with the changes y'all made.
And so the changes.
So what are we approving?
approving the minutes with the changes.
So let me just make
with
sure I'm looking
Vanessa's
at
Vanessa's changes, with Lou's change, with
Tony's
change, and with Kathleen's change.
For the minutes for September.
So when did you send those, Alan?
Okay.
I just want to make sure I'm looking at the right document.
Okay, well, I have to look back when I sent them out to everybody.
Okay, point of order.
This is Eileen with a point of order.
Okay,
we can't wait for people to look for documents.
Okay.
No, I didn't get the document.
May I
can't
be recognized?
Vote on something that I'm not reading. That I don't have.
I'm asked for a point of order.
Okay, McCloud.
Okay. I just want to say, Ellen said that she's incorporating all of the changes into the document. She has not sent out the completed product yet until she had heard to make sure nobody had any objections. So please, everyone, please stop asking where's that document. She has not completed it yet. She will incorporate the changes that everybody has sent in because nobody has made any arguments against it. She was waiting until she got all of the stuff in, and then she's going to send out the clear document with all the incorporating everybody's amendments to the minutes. So therefore, after she's incorporated, she's going to put all the changes in there. So there's no document yet until she finishes and incorporate everybody's requested changes in there.
We shouldn't vote on it.
Request for information, Chair.
We shouldn't vote on it.
As for a point of order.
Okay, one person at a time.
May I be recognized with my point of order, please, Mr. Chair? My point of order. Awesome. Did you recognize me?
Yes, recognize.
Thank you. May I remind everyone, and I put this in chat, that we all voted to accept the special rules of order. And number one rule is once the meeting begins, members shall not speak unless recognized by the chair. The chair will announce how he is going to, the method for being recognized depending on the setting of the meeting. Rule number two, a member shall never interrupt a speaker except to raise a point of order. The chair shall then rule on the point. And I write, please be sure that your point of order refers to a rule that is being broken. It shouldn't be an excuse for breaking in. And then several other people wrote other things in chat. I recommend you look at them. But please allow the chair to chair the meeting. Do not interrupt. Do not break in without being recognized. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ron.
Request for information.
So we So we're going to go ahead. We're going to go ahead and approve.
Request for information.
Who is it?
Yes, I'm not clear on how we're going to approve minutes that have not been. I heard what Arthur said, but before he said that, it was my understanding that Ellen was actually looking for the minutes that she sent.
Okay.
I don't see how
Hold
we
on.
Can.
Excuse me. Okay, can I speak? I'm sorry to interrupt you because I just want to make sure that y'all get everything, all your motions and everything, and it's 7:31. All right, I'm going to start once more.
Okay.
You sent your changes to me and to everybody, okay, to all the members. I did not do the final copy because what I do is make sure that because everyone has seen all the changes. They should have read the email because I even asked, I said, please read the changes. And so that when we get to the meeting, if you have a problem, you could say it right like that. And then we go through the minutes. You know, either approve them or not approve them. Now, everybody was sent what Kathleen wanted changed. Everybody was sent what and saw what Vanessa wanted changed. Everyone saw what Lou wanted changed. Everyone saw what Tony wanted changed. And they read it. I ask everybody, please read it so that at the meeting, we would not have to take up any time. If somebody didn't like what Kathleen had, they could just say, when I read what Kathleen had, I said, no, that we don't want that. When I read what Vanessa wanted, we don't want that. When I read what Lou wanted, I said, no, I don't want that. When I read what Tony said, the person would read it and say, no, I don't want that. At this point, is there anyone that read the changes and has decided they do not want them in the minutes?
Chair Ron Fishback, can I be recognized?
Yeah, go ahead, Ron. I think we're, come on, we got to get by this.
Listen, obviously, we're not ready to move on this. I move that we postpone approval of the minutes until the next meeting, and that everybody understand that your changes are recommendations, you know, and those recommendations have to be approved by the board. That's what Ellen was telling us. Let me finish. Stop.
Second.
Okay. All right. So, yes, the information has been out there. People have had the opportunity to read them. Okay. Now, whether they've taken that opportunity is another story. Okay.
Okay.
So clearly, right now, we're about to spend an inordinate amount of time on this.
Okay. All right.
This disagreement. I move that we postpone.
Okay. I second that.
I second it.
And we hold on to it. Okay. Moving on.
Any other questions?
Oh, that's not how you do it. You got a vote.
Someone's muffled.
A vote on the
on Ron's motion.
Ron's motion.
Okay, there's a second on Ron's motion.
A second.
Second. Nightwolf seconds.
Okay. So all those in favor?
Any objection?
Any objections? Okay. No objections? Okay. It's been accepted, and we'll get back to those minutes in November.
Request for information, Chair. This is Vanessa asking to be recognized briefly.
Yes.
Isn't it the process usually that the minutes, all of the recommended changes would be incorporated into one document, and that one document would then be sent to the entire body? I'm asking that question because I don't want us to come back in October looking at the September minutes. If we're expected to read through the individual changes submitted by each person to see if we object, rather than all of those changes being incorporated into one draft minutes that we can then look at in its entirety and then say we either approve or don't approve of that entire draft document.
Excuse me, can the secretary speak for a minute?
Yeah, thank you, Vanessa. Yeah, go ahead, Ellen.
Excuse me. What I was trying to do is the best way so that people would get to see these minutes and what's going on. There was an important PNB report from Ron that should go to everyone. And that's why I figured the fastest way to get, because I just can't believe that people read it. And they can't make a decision. All right. I'm going to leave it alone. That's it.
Okay.
So then I know now y'all need another secretary.
Yeah. Okay.
Chair, y'all need another secretary.
Yes. Okay. So, we got a second on the minutes to be based on Ron's.
We have no objections.
Yeah. So no objections. We'll put that on hold and hold it to the next meeting.
November.
Excuse me, you need another secretary.
Mr. Chair, Ron.
It's community comment time.
Community comment, yeah. Okay, hold on.
Ellen, we don't need another secretary. We need better procedures on our end. So you've done a fantastic job.
Very well, Ellen. How long, not long? How long, not long? So, moving on, we're going to hold on to the minutes. Right now we're in community comment time because it's 7:30. What happened to my
7:38?
Yeah. Any community comments? At this time, the board recognizes any community folks who have any comments to make. Any comments from the community? Going once? Going twice?
Hi, Mr. Chair, I think I have my hand raised on the chat. This is Marcia Edwards.
Right.
I would like some more information and perhaps some clarification concerning the number of pledge drives we're having, and perhaps some transparency as to why there's the need, if indeed at the last pledge drive we went over the amount of money that the station was said to have needed, and whether or not perhaps the station, underestimated their need for whatever reason. And if that's the case, are there things that need to be looked at in terms of better budgeting? Because this seems pretty quick to me. And it has given me some concern. You know, I've been listening and contributing for a long time. And if there are problems, I think they need to be presented so that folks who are, especially during these times, budgeting so that they can continue to contribute, have a clearer picture of what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Anybody wants to address Ms. Edwards' comments, I guess, management, possibly?
This is Ron. I'd like to address it.
Okay, Ron?
Yeah.
Ms. Edwards did say community comment. Go ahead, Juan.
Okay, Ms. Edwards, that's what you just expressed was a problem that the PFW has faced for years. I mean, and I'm not talking about just recent years. It's always been a situation where, you know, people think that we have too many drives, okay? It used to be a time when we only had 3 drives a year. But costs, you know, and finances and reductions in giving have forced the stations to adopt a 4 drive per year mantra. That drive in the summer, that's our annual mini drive. That's not our major drive. That's our mini drive. We incorporated that mini drive in August, way back as far as 2008, 9, you know, 7. And it's been a staple ever since. So it's not a recent development, but it is necessary to bring enough income in to, you know, to take care of those intermediate bills. Now, the fall drive, okay, and that's an important drive. That's one of our most important drives. We were successful at the summer drive, but that's a modest goal because it's a mini drive. The fall goal will be substantially higher. So we'll see how we do there. But there are no shenanigans. It's just the reality of where we are right now in the economy and people giving. And also, we have an aging demographic, okay, meaning we have a lot of older listeners, and their giving is being reduced, you know, exponentially. So, you know, there are issues, but like I said, no shenanigans. It's just what we're up against right now. I hope that gives you some picture as to where we are.
That helps a little bit, but I'm not alleging shenanigans, but my question still remains. If the station needs, I'm just going to pull a number out of the air, $250,000 to get from point A to point B, then my question is, why would it appears that the goal was set too low. Now, whether or not somebody reaches the goal is another question. You set a goal for
No. That's what I was trying to explain to you. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just saying that's the appearance, and you know, I listen pretty
okay,
frequently.
Okay, well, let me explain to you. So you know. Remember now that summer drive is only 2 weeks long. Okay, that's only 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The fall drive, the major drives are always 4 to 5 weeks long.
I understand that.
Okay, all right, so.
And I'm not trying to interrupt you, I'm just trying to address it point by point.
No,
but those things I understand.
Well, that's what's going on. You know,
okay.
And, you know, the fall drive, like I said, we'll be at for a month, at least.
Okay.
I like
all right, Julie.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Ron. Julie?
Yeah. I was just going to add to what Ron said. Marsha, I'm on the LSB and I'm on the PFW Finance Committee. And I feel like we do a pretty good job with the budgeting. It's every once in a while we have something that's somewhat unexpected. I think one of the real challenges for PFW and all the Pacifica stations right now is that we don't get any funding from Corporation for Public Broadcasting, CPB money, and we used to get a bunch of CPB money, and we're really getting close to the point where we can get back to getting CPB money. And when I say close, I mean approximately a year from now. And I think one of the things that will happen is when we get that money, that will just sort of be a huge relief valve that will just take some of the pressure off. We'll still have fun drives, you know, but maybe we won't sound so desperate. And also I think, you know, the last couple of fun drives, there was one in the spring and then in the August, May and August. And now this one are all happening during COVID. And, you know, certainly there are some people who have donated money to the station in the past who can't really do so right now because they're not even living paycheck to paycheck. And so, you know, other people I think are stepping up, but, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to put a positive spin on all this. So stick with us. That's what I'm asking you.
I'm not going anywhere, but I'm just saying since I listen so often and I'm there, and if it's not clear to me, and I've been a fairly consistent listener for close to 40 years, so if I'm not getting it and I am a sympathetic listener, then my concern is maybe someone who is not as dedicated to this as I am might not be getting it either. So,
thank you. I appreciate
it. So people will understand that there might be need for more explanation, because I'm going to put it in the best light because that's where my loyalty is.
Okay.
But if it's causing me questions, I'm sure it could cause somebody else.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Let me say something, two things. I want to say this, Abu, you got Thomas O'Rourke and Mo have their hands up. And I just want to
I called Julie.
Right. And I want to make the comment. I want to talk to Ms. Edwards. Ms. Edwards, just to put it in more layman terms, because I understand exactly what you're saying, and we need to put our position in, put ourselves in the position as you, as a listener and supporter. So I'm going to try to put it in layman terms. I understand. I thought it was pretty quick too. Now I'm a programmer at WPFW, and we did that pledge drive that we did in August, as Ron, Mr. Pinchback stated, it was only 2 weeks, but let me give you numbers. The goal for that particular drive was only $150,000, and it was only for 2 weeks. Our average drive, when we having a full pledge drive, is usually from anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks, which is the one that we're having now. And that's for $350,000 is the goal for the station for this particular drive, because that's a full drive. So that drive was only 2 weeks in the last 2 weeks of August. So it seems it came really fast, because all we did was go through September, and then the first week in October, here we are at a drive again. So you're like, wow, that was only a five week gap. But we try to do them seasonally now. And as Mr. Pinchback pointed out, there was time we only were doing them three times. Now we're doing them seasonally. So, but I just understand that the mini goal was $150,000. because you wanted to know what the numbers were. That's the exact. It was $150,000. Well, we made that, but that was not the main goal that we do when we do a full pledge drive. Like I said, this one is a full pledge drive and it's for $350,000. Now, the only thing that may come up after that, and I'm not sure, I'm just saying possibly we may do a mini drive at the end of the year just for tax purposes. And that drive may only last 1 or 2 weeks as well. But just understand, we're not, it may seem like we're doing more, but we're doing a little bit less because normally we have four major drives a year, and each one of those drives usually lasts anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks. The one in August was only 2 weeks, and we were successful, and it was only $150,000. The rest of the goals are $350,000. So even though they were close together, it was not, you know, not the same as normal when we do four full pledge drives a year and maybe a mini drive. So actually, we're beginning to cut back. This one just seems close because it was only a 5 week gap from the end of the last drive to the beginning of this one.
Okay. Thank you, McCloud. Okay. Any other comments from the community? Thank you, Ms. Edwards. Any other comments from the community?
Yeah, please. Okay, I guess I
got to
go.
Okay, I see Thomas O'Rourke, you have your hand up. Remember, we're in community. It should be for the community comment, not board comment. But go ahead, Thomas.
Well, this is, I know, and this is, I'm speaking only as a listener, not as an LSB member. Two things.
No, Thomas, you can't do that, man.
You can't
do that. I'm not, you cannot do that. Cannot do that.
Yeah. I can't?
No, you can't do that.
Not on community time. No. Okay. Any other?
I would agree with that. That was real quick.
Who's that?
That's Ron.
That's Ron. One last thing, Ms. Edwards. I know what she's getting at. She wants to know, well, what are we doing to find alternatives to the players' drives? Yes, we are racking our brains trying to find alternatives to the players' drives so that we can reduce the number of drives that we have. If we can find some other source of income that's acceptable to the station and to the network, then trust me, we are pursuing that diligently. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And Ms. Edwards, I would like to say that we did have some fundraising events outside of the pledge drive, but because of the virus, those have been canceled.
I'm aware, and I'm also aware of some that got tabled or sidelined.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm aware of that.
Okay.
So I'm not talking about other things. I'm just saying clarity and how much you need in order to do what you got to do, even if we fall short of the goal. We need to know what a realistic goal is.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ms. Edwards. Any other comments from community folks? Any comments? Going once?
Mr. Twice? Chair.
O'Rourke? Yeah, what you want, man? Thomas O'Rourke.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to mention two things I heard on the air. Is that not permitted during community comment time? Because it refers to that.
No, no.
Ron Fitzpatrick is going to pipe up any time if I want to.
Ron, let me have.
Excuse me, Ron.
Ron.
As a matter of fact, I want to talk directly to Ron about what he said on community comment last Friday. That's exactly what I want to bring up.
Y'all have to talk about that off the air, off this, not this meeting.
Thank you. That's not subject
not this meeting. We got to move on, man.
Not at this time. No.
I mean, call them, man. I call everybody. Call them. Hey, okay, any more community comment time? People, anybody, once, twice, that's it, gone. Well, thank you, Ms. Edwards. Back to the agenda. Management reports. Mo sent out two reports concerning he sent out a couple of his report for the program, the quarterly issue program list for radio, and he also sent out another thing for his report too. So yes, He sent out two reports this evening or today, and I believe everybody should have gotten a copy of it. All right, Mo, you're up. Thank you, sir. Can you, Mo, you got to put your volume up. Your volume, Mo. Mo.
Yeah.
A little bit louder, man. You there?
He's muted.
Mo.
We can't hear you.
You're muted, man. You're mute. Okay. Okay, go ahead. Can't hear you, man. Can't hear you, Mo.
Mr. Chairman, this is Wayne Bruce. Can I help him out? See if I can.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Wayne.
Mo, if you look at the microphone, and it's a little up barrel, arrow, press that, and then select a mic, either your computer mic or... You did? Okay. Did you want to go test your microphone? You could test that too. And it has several drop downs. Make sure you don't have headphones hooked up to your computer.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'd be recognized to add some help.
Hey, go ahead. Hey, go ahead while he's most on it.
In line with what Bruce is saying, he can go to his microphone, and there's a drop down button beside. Yeah, exactly, Bruce. Drop down button, and if you click that drop down button, you get a menu that comes up, and the menu gives you your choices. And I suggest he use computer. All microphone, right. Yeah, computer microphone.
So Mo, did you get to the drop down button? Put a thumbs up. So, where it says select mic, what did you choose? Computer? The one you on. Go to same as system then. Try same as system. Yeah, we're not going to get you, bro.
Yeah, he's...
Can you go to your phone and dial in? Go to your phone. That might be the best.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I wasn't able to...
Put a quarter in it, man. Put the quarter in it.
Okay.
I'm out, bro.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Bruce. We'll give him a minute. You good? All right.
Can we go to finance report?
Yeah. We're gonna move to finance mode while you work on that. Okay? We're gonna jump to finance real quick and come back. Okay, finance. Nick Arena, you there? Nick.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'm here. Can you
go
hear
ahead.
Me?
Yes, we can hear you fine. Go ahead.
Sure. So I sent out the Finance Committee report this morning. Our report is that we had about $33,000 in the bank at the end of September, and that we are in a pledge drive right now. I also sent out the budget for fiscal year 2021. I'll make a couple comments on it for the approval and requesting approval by the LSB tonight of that budget for this coming year that began on August 1st. This is a conservative budget. The first 5 months of the year of last year was impacted by the fact that the transmitter was on low power and our fall and winter drives were below what historically they had been in the past, which contributed to the fact that we needed a successful August drive this past year in order to make sure we had enough funds to operate without a significant deficit. This year, the fiscal 2021 budget continues to copy the numbers from last year to be conservative. We have some major gifts that we're expecting by the end of the year. We have loaded in the expenses associated with the increases in the labor contract that we have for the station staff, as well as the contractual increases in cost with our other vendors, including the rent for the building. We show that we will have a little bit of a surplus this year, coming year, based on these numbers. And we expect to stay on top of the budget as we do every year, as the Finance Committee has done with the staff, with the general manager and the business manager, to stay on target. I also say that the Pacifica National Office interim CFO has also reviewed this budget, and she states that it's reasonable and should not be any issue for the station to attain. So I'll stop there with my report and take any questions. But my motion is to pass on the budget for the year that again was shared in September. And then put again in an email this morning, and I'll take questions from the committee. And Mr. Chair, I'll wait for you to recognize those questions.
Vanessa, okay. To the stack, please.
Any questions for the Finance Committee?
Ron, to the stack.
Vanessa, Ron, you're up, Vanessa.
Okay, so I had seen some reference to a budget for WPFW. And my, when I read that, my question was, when was the LSB going to have an opportunity to review it? So you referenced that it was sent in September. My apology. I just do not recall receiving a budget in September. And then again this morning, I'm not sure what email address it's being sent to, but I'm not receiving it wherever it is. And that was my concern from the start, that the LSB would have a full opportunity to review the budget and ask questions before it was just presented to us for approval. So I'm not quite...
Excuse me, excuse me, it was sent to everyone. And this is getting to be, I'm sorry. It was sent to everyone. You
I didn't
did
get
receive
it. That's all
it.
I can say. I was still speaking before I was interrupted. I did not receive it.
Okay, Vanessa, you didn't receive it.
So Mr. Chair, can I make a comment?
Yeah, go ahead.
So Vanessa, I'm sorry that you did not receive the budget. It was first sent for the September 9th LSB meeting. It was sent in the email for the September 9th LSB meeting. And at that meeting, I did say to, in my comments, as I did, to have any members of the LSB review the budget and seek me out, other members of the Finance Committee with any questions. I did send the same document out today. But obviously, if you have not seen it and have not had a chance to review it, then we can simply postpone approving the budget tonight until you or any other members of the LSB feel like you've had a chance to review it and ask questions. So offline, we can make sure I have your proper email address, and I will send it to you.
Thank you for your very gracious response. I appreciate that. And is there a request for information, Chair? I have a question.
Okay, hold on. Dennis Williams, comment. Unmute yourself.
Yeah, there was a motion to vote on the budget, and we started discussing before there was a second. I'd like to second the motion. Also, can we get an agreement on whether or not we're going to use the I guess we can't use the Zoom feature for raising hands because some people are on the phone. Is that the idea?
They can raise their hand on the phone as well by pushing *9.
Because that would be a lot more efficient way of gaining recognition than the constant raising of voices.
Right, right. Okay, thank you.
Request for information, Chair.
Yes, Vanessa.
Okay, I just wanted to ask the Speaker, what is the deadline for the budget to be passed?
So we are actually, according to the bylaws of Pacifica, passed the deadline. They said that the budget should be passed prior to the beginning of the new fiscal year. So we are behind in that process. But that is not unusual that the foundation would be behind, but we should have passed it prior to September 30th.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, although we have
a motion. I was on a stack.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, man. I didn't hear you. Go ahead.
You recognize me, but you just forgot.
I recognize a distinguished gentleman from the state of Virginia.
First of all, the same questions I was going to ask Vanessa, and whether, we could delay approval of the budget and whether it was time critical or not. You've answered all of that. So thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. The other question is this. We heard from a listener earlier about our budgets, whether we're not we're not trying to get as much money as we possibly could. She was wondering why we're having such frequent pledge drives and such. And, we told her a few things, but I'd like to hear your perspective about that, so that she can hear it. And I'd also like to also address that, the station and, has had to engage in layoffs, to adjust, its budget, so that it's more lean and efficient. So if you could address those things for a couple of seconds for this listener, it would be greatly appreciated.
Sure. Going back to a couple things, from earlier, we had expected more income in October, November, December, January, February, than we got in those drives. And that was due to a number of factors, low power, and among others. We were playing catch up, with, the drive in August, and so our budgeting has been pretty close to what we expected to get in income in this past year. We were off, but not significantly. As far as revenue is concerned, we were off by approximately $60,000 in income. But we also had increased expenses this year that we didn't anticipate, and some of those expenses were associated with COVID. We had increased costs for the use of the automated and remote, not automated, but the remote pledge telephone system, where we have operators collecting the pledges versus volunteers in the station. That was an expense increase. We had certain expenses passed on to us from the Pacifica National Office related to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, funds that were owed by the network that is money well spent in order for us to be eligible again for CPB funding. But those were unexpected expenses. And then we had increased costs associated with operating the station under COVID, as it related to personnel, and that we didn't anticipate. So overall, our expenses were higher by roughly $70,000+ for the year. And again, we are, as a finance committee and as an LSB, each month we are providing everyone with our income and expenses and how we're doing against budget. as well as we are monitoring that with staff every month with the general manager and the other staff to make sure that we're not falling too far behind and that we've done a good job of staying pretty much, you know, within our means and within our budget. It just is a fact that, you know, each year it does cost a little bit more to run the station. We have, you know, built in increases in expenses, based on our personnel costs, our health care, the costs associated with the operating of the transmitter, et cetera. So we are very frugal and very much only spending money that has to be spent. But we do run in, like every business, into the situation that costs go up, and when the revenue isn't there to match it, we have, we have to raise that money, and i.e. sometimes the pledge drive is in the winter and the spring go a little bit longer, so we can reach those dollars. So hopefully some of that helps. I'm going to also say, just Ron, I don't know if I got to everything you asked for, but I am going to ask the chair to withdraw my motion around the budget, because if members of the LSB did not feel like they had sufficient time to review it, that we can just take this up then. So I know there is a motion and seconded, but I'm just going to ask we withdraw it and have the budget voted on next month after a more thorough review by the LSB members.
Okay, I accept that. Is there a process to do that, to take that motion back?
Yes, there is, Mr. Chair. This is a parliamentarian. May I speak?
Yeah. What's the process for that, real quick?
The budget can simply be postponed to the next meeting.
Okay. Budget postponed to the next meeting.
If there are no objections.
Okay. All right. I believe we have Mo back on.
You should be able to hear me on the phone now.
Mr.
Chair, you have to make that call about that meeting, about no objections. Mr.
Okay,
Chairman,
all right, so in November, we'll bring that back up to the budget and make that motion in November's meeting. Okay? Good? All right, Mo.
Okay, so I trust everybody received the mailings I sent out today. There were three rather critical. One was on the health and welfare of Jerry Paris, our esteemed general manager. He's doing well. He's on the mend and sends all of his love and regards to all of you, and he appreciates the prayers and good messages we've been giving his way. You should have received my acting general manager's report for October. And if you do, I'm not going to bore you or read through it again, except to say that we're on track, that we're doing better, and that the current fund drive is going from 11 October to the end of the month. That was placed there for two reasons. One, we only had 2 or 3 weeks to work with. Number two, we were backing into the election. We didn't want to have fund drive going on election night. And number three, I presume there's going to be a mini drive at the very end of the year. Usually I think we try to squeeze in a few days there between Christmas and New Year's. Of course, that'll be Jerry's call when he gets back. We're expecting Jerry to be back on the 1st of November or thereabouts. He needs to have a neurological exam. His doctors will make a determination whether it's the 1st of November or yet some other date. I sent you all the FCC-required quarterly issues report, which is a three-month summary in the previous quarter of our efforts on the air. You should see, even at a glance, that we are on mission, that we are doing the things that we should be doing and more, even with COVID hindering our field operations. We've been doing quite well on programming, I think, and the program values that we have are much improved. in our meeting with programmers last Saturday and this Saturday, they're all very enthusiastic and have been really jumping in there. I think the drive is just a little short of target today, but we're doing fairly well. I want to speak to financials above and beyond the financial report. I was helpful with the financial committee in explaining what our operating targets are and why we think they're realistic. We expect to have a reduction in expenses on a high line item, that is the telecom expense. Just today, we were able to realize several hundred dollars, perhaps as much as a couple of thousand dollars in month-to-month savings in telecom. That's still in the works. There's some paper to be exchanged, but we're excited about that, and we think that represents a real savings. We've had a real savings in other office expenses, but overall, we've been quite frugal, and we will continue to do so and make those dollars go as far as we can. If you look at the finance report, you'll see that we're operating at about $125,000 a month, or roffly $1.5 million annual. That hasn't changed much in the last year, even though other expenses have gone up. The reason why we've been able to keep ahead is because we've actually had a reduction in other expense areas. We expect to continue that. At the same time, we have been persecuting whatever funding opportunities there are out there, and we expect to actually try and manage a small budget increase overall. Are there any questions?
Ron, there's that.
And I have one, too. So go ahead, Ron.
Well, I just want to say thanks for your work, man. That's it.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, My pleasure.
You've done a great job of pulling us through this crisis, and I'm sure, I know that the LSB certainly appreciates your efforts and our listeners, you know, and the staff. So I just want to say that, and thank you very much.
Very much. Thank you.
Yeah. Mo. The staff, I know, is very thin, but is the present staff. Is that's everybody that's there now? How's that? I know it's pretty thin. Could you give us an idea of who's coming in or working and who's doing what's
going on? Okay, Sataria is working from home. Annette and Vinny are here. Annette and I are here every day. Annette is actually here more like 7 days a week during the fund drive. But she's here every day. And since I've been appointed to this position temporarily, I've made a point to be in here around 10 or 10:30 in the morning, and I usually get out of here 7-8 o'clock at night. But no complaints. We try to be here every day. One of the things I've noticed is that we're able to solve problems and avoid catastrophe by just simply being here. So that's all to the good.
Okay, any other questions for Mo? I'm assuming everybody saw the reports he sent out, the paperwork.
Yeah, the idea is to keep everybody posted by giving you paper in front.
Let me see. Ms. Dixon, did you get that paperwork? Ms. Dixon. Okay. Any more questions for Mo?
Hey, I'm so sorry. I think what's happening is that maybe Mo does not have my work email address. Emails usually come to me at both personal and work, and I usually retrieve them from the work email.
All
right. Okay. To answer the question, no, I do not. I think I've gone through all my emails today, and he referenced something that was sent this morning, and I didn't see any of that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Hi. I'll be happy to forward them. I think the secretary sent out copies, but if not, if you'll just pop me an email, I'll be more than happy to forward what I sent out. And my email is ce@wpfw.org. It's very simple. Charlie Echo at wpfw.org.
Excuse me, can you arrange that offline? Chair, may I be recognized? I have another question.
Yes, for Mo. Go ahead, honey.
Yes. I happened to look at Mo's picture video at full screen, and I see that nobody in the office is wearing face masks. At least he, Vinny, and Annette are there, plus one other person. I can't see who
he is. Wearing his mask. Vinny's wearing his. And
well, he wasn't a minute ago, and she wasn't a minute ago.
Okay. Well, they come and go, but we're trying to be as religious about that as possible.
Yeah, it's a serious thing. We're going to have a spike soon, so we don't want you guys getting sick.
No,
so please observe the guidelines. That would be really great.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Any more questions for Mo?
But you know, have to do
okay.
It.
All right. Any more questions for Mo?
Yes, I got one for Mo. This is off of McLeod, and I'm going to ask that I speak to him offline. I just wanted to know if there's something that we think that needs to be added to the budget. Do we go through you, or do we talk to Nick about it and get approved?
Nick is the chair of the finance committee. It's best to go to Nick. He's coordinating the effort.
Okay, Nick, I'll be sending you an email, sir.
Okay.
All right.
Is that it? Any more questions for Mo?
Mr. Chairman, Wayne Bruce.
Yeah, go ahead, Bruce.
I have a question. Mo, thank you for your work and what you've done. Want to know, were you able to get a new computer in? I know, last time before his illness, Jerry had mentioned that you guys needed a new computer.
Yeah, the computer has been working fairly well. Actually, you'll note that the whole system is working better since we put in the new networking. It's in my report. We took out all of the core networking equipment that we had. The old Comcast router, mm-hmm. The old Wi-Fi, all of that, and replaced it with a new Wi-Fi 6 mesh network. So there's a node right in the control room, right next to you. You should have full-scale signal strength in the studio. You have one here. Where is it back here? Full-scale back here, and also anywhere else in the studio. So that should have solved some problems. With regard to the computer, yes, I have another computer. I've got to do an image copy from what we have now to the new one, so we don't lose any light for you.
I mean, okay, so you guys have a new computer. Okay.
This
is Kathleen. This is Kathleen. May I be recognized for a comment?
Yes.
Yes, I know that Wayne and Ron have expressed their thanks. I wondered if maybe we could do some sort of a resolution from the LSB that would be in our minutes, expressing our appreciation for Mo stepping in and handling so many things in Jerry's absence.
Zero and
eight. I'll second that.
Hear, hear.
Great idea.
Okay, so we got a...
We
can't do that now, but thank you. That's a good idea. We'll get back. We'll let Malloy work on that.
Okay, so we'll just put something in the minutes that the LSB as a group with a claim. I'll send the language to Ellen. Thank you.
Okay, sorry, Ellen.
Great.
Okay. I think that's it. Any more questions for Mo?
Two hands are up.
Whose hands are up?
One is Thomas's first.
Thomas and...
Mo, good evening. How are you? Have you heard anything, and has there been any solution to podcast volume, or especially for public affairs shows, volume discrepancies, when they are, when they send their show to you all, that there's somehow, I noticed it on some community comment shows, and some other public affairs shows. Are you aware of this? That's one question. The other is the status of Andy Shalal's show. And I had heard, although I did not hear it myself, someone reported to me that there had been some obscenities on that show. Did you know anything about it? Had you heard anything? And could you speak about the status of the show? It's possible. I believe I heard he's gonna resign. I don't know.
Okay. This is the first I'm hearing of it. Andy has not spoken to me directly. I was not aware of any problem on the air. I think people are generally speaking very conscientious about utterances on the air. I imagine there might be some fleeting, I've heard on other shows, if you will, some fleeting explanations on the air, but overall that's not our position. And frankly, when they're caught, we either dump them, we have a 20-second delay to dump, or if they get missed, we bring them to their attention. So to be more careful, I realize it's a liability, but we're trying to be as careful as we can about that. With regard to levels, the system we have that records off air takes the levels from the stream side, not the broadcast air side. And the stream side is not quite as well compressed, not as well normalized as the broadcast side. So what you hear on the air is very, what shall I say, controlled level. Goes through a couple of more steps of processing. The stream does not, and so that which is recorded is not normalized. However, the process to make it normal is relatively simple. And it's something that can be done in software, either here or, you know, on your own desktop. I can show you how to do it.
All right. Thank you.
Any more questions, Mo? Any more questions?
There's one hand up, Mr. Chair.
Whose hand?
Martha?
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a question for Mo. In regards to what Thomas O'Rourke just asked about Andy Shalhoub. Is it possible? These are some questions that could have been answered by the program director. Is it possible that the program director can get back with the LSB about the status of his show?
I can certainly pass on your query about that show.
You can pass it on, but will it get done? That's my concern. I also want to ask about the Haiti show on Saturday at 9 o'clock. It wasn't on. I'm just wondering what's the status of that show.
All right, the Haiti show on Saturday.
Kombla Kakai at 9 o'clock.
And Andy Shalhoub.
If the LSB could get information about that, we'd appreciate it.
Okay. All right, I'll pass them on. I can tell you that Katia is not in the immediate area because she had to run off to LA tomorrow morning. She's got a sickness in the family. It's pretty serious. And, of course, we wish her and her family well. So I'm not sure how soon I can get you an answer, but as soon as I can, I will.
Okay.
Okay. Any more questions for Mo? Thank you, Marty. Any more questions?
There's a hand up with the phone number. Ending in 7919.
That's me, Ellen. I just wanted to let everyone know there was someone that asked about Mo's report. It was Vanessa. It was sent to both your emails. He sent it at 11 a.m. today, and the email went out, was forwarded to you and all the board members at 12:13 p.m. today.
Okay, thank you, Ellen.
Thank you, Mo, so much for giving the report.
I know having written reports makes life so much easier, so that's what I've tried to do.
Yes, I've got it here in front of me.
Appreciate
that. Okay, that's it for, management. Mo, are you going to be heading out, or are you going to be around for a minute?
I'm going to hang around for a little while. I've got another meeting on hold, but I think I've passed on that one. I will stick around for as long as you think reasonable, okay. Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, sir. PNB, report you guys up. PNB report?
No report at this time.
Okay. Okay, we're moving right along. Program committee report.
Yes. Hi, Donna.
Hey, Donna, go ahead.
Yes. Okay. We have a few items to report. The committee met at the first Wednesday of the month. There's a, the letter that we submitted to the LSB on, submitted to the LSB earlier has been redrafted. And it's my understanding that that letter was submitted to the LSB on October 12th.
Correct.
Okay. The LSB show, we've had some issues with the LSB, not issues, we've had some challenges with the LSB show. Initially we had two, LSB members who were going to host the show. And now we have, they've pulled back, withdrawn their, request to do that. And we were going to have, Marsha was going to do it, but she's not able to do it. So we're still working on the LSB show. And I will say there's a subcommittee that has been, you know, really working hard to produce these shows each month. Third item is that Katia sent us a volunteer programmer's handbook, and we're in the process of reviewing that. We have some questions about the history of that, you know, how it was generated. It's hard to tell. And we did that and we're also looking at a program evaluation form, which is not a report card on programmers, but it is a way to look at the programs, objectively and to see where, you know, where the strengths are and where the challenges are for each program. The other thing we discussed was the, WPFW Virtual Walk fundraiser. We know that's an OND, initiative, but we were very much behind it and really looking forward to supporting that effort. So that has been postponed until the spring. And, we've had some challenges in communicating with, management about the needs and getting things approved. So, those are the key things. Now this volunteer program, the material that Katia sent us is an operational guide. And we started to look at that. She sent us that as a way of responding to some of the resolutions that were approved but have not really been implemented yet. Those are the Programmer's Bill of Rights and grievances, and another one about programming, you know, collaboration on programming. So we've got still some more work to do on that. And I'm going to defer to other committee members to fill in a few more details. Marty or?
Donna, if I might.
Thomas, yes, please.
Yeah. I forwarded a motion regarding participation with the LSB show. We can talk about that at the proper time if this is not it. I created a new calendar or a new table that asks people, that encourages people to sign up and create sort of self-selecting teams, looked at, broadcast calendar between now and, the end of March. We're gonna need to get with, Katia and maybe the other community comment people regarding December, because the fourth, Friday of December is Christmas. I was hoping maybe we could do, an LSB show on the 18th, but that's, to be determined. Mo, this programmer, operation guide, WPFW operation guide, have you seen that? Cause we had some questions for Katia, and I guess since she's going away, we will just write them out to her. But basically it had two dates on it. One was 2006 that it was launched, and then it was updated in 2014. We'd sort of like to know the history of it. Has it been, distributed to programmers since then? This of course is the first time we've seen it. I'm just, would like to know if you know anything about the history of that document.
I was told that there was such a guide to programmers. I think this matter came up here in the spring, along about April. I was told that
came out of California. I'm not sure whether it's Berkeley or LA, and that it had been vetted by legal and that that was the latest document. I was a little concerned that it was so far back, and I haven't seen any updates. So that's really all I know about it. I can take that to Katia as well.
And those, both of those dates precede the resolutions of this guidance. So because the resolutions were approved in 2016. So, you know, we're trying to piece things together, so that we can come out with a strong, a recommendation one way or the other. Then I wanted to ask Sabu if you might say a little bit more about the LSB show.
Yeah, the LSB show, we did get a response from some folks and we sent them a letter thanking them for volunteering and, with a couple questions that we had, nothing argumentary or, you know, mean spirited or anything. And, they responded and said that they couldn't do the show. So I did call them, or talk to the individuals to see what the problem was. And we sort of kind of worked it out, explained that, you know, we didn't understand one or two things that they wanted to do during the show, explained that there is some timing involved with the show and different process when you have a show, an hour show on the air. I thought it was taken care of. We requested that could they come back and do the October show? And, their response was no, they still didn't want to do it. So I left it at that. As of now, we don't have anybody. We do have November covered. I believe, Donna wanted to do the show and possibly, Lucy, Perez wanted to do. So in November, we got that covered. So if push comes to shove, if we don't get that filled for December, of course, Mr. O'Rourke and Mr. Hakeem will have to pick that back up so that we can be consistent with that and get that done. That's the status on that.
One more thing on that.
Yes, sir.
We'll call a meeting for next, I'm thinking Tuesday, October 20th, and that'll be the first of the planning meetings for the October 30th show. There would be one, probably two, including next Tuesdays. So, anyone wishing to join, please take a look at the table. If you come up with a team, you know, we'd welcome you to do that and join the meeting. And, you know, you may end up being the host. If not, I guess it'll fall to the people on the committee. Yeah. Thank you.
Vanessa to the stack.
Okay, Ms. Williams, Ms. Dixon.
So I wanted to, one, thank the chair for, calling, to make a personal, I don't know what the word is, request, you know, for...
I'm making an offer, you can't refuse. Go ahead.
For Kathleen and me to, you know, host, you know, resend our resignation to host the show. So we decided not to. I sent an email to the entire LSB explaining that to whomever read it knows my reasons. One of the reasons for me is that, it involved pitching. I've not pitched. I feel like I've done a lot of stuff, but that's one thing I haven't done. And I don't want to try to figure that out on the air, even though I know there would be support there in the form of Katia. Mm-hmm. So, but I do want to thank the chair, for being gracious. And I will say in terms of the LSB, show committee, you know, attended several, meetings. I think I was initially involved. I just want to say, I think they're, everybody's not going to do, we're not necessarily all going to do things the same way, but I appreciate, as concerned as I have been about some things that happened, I do appreciate that they're trying. You know, in years past, that show was populated by two people, and only two people, and there was no effort made, to my knowledge, to include anyone else. So I do appreciate the outreach
to include members of the LSB. I think, you know, that's a very good intention and I appreciate that. So I want to, you know, notwithstanding any concerns I've already raised, you know, thank you for, you know, for trying. And I want to publicly, for anyone who did not read my email, thank Arthur, because Arthur's the reason I even wanted to do the October show. He hoodwinked me into agreeing to be a featured LSB member on one of the shows. And then that, you know, he really pumped me up and encouraged me and motivated me. And so that got me sort of, you know, like even interested in the idea. And I think that's kind of like a model of, you know, us working together, encouraging each other and working together. So thank you all.